Hi everybody, this is Andrea Dumbecki from AngelFairyHealing.com and this is Angel Life Makeover. Today we will be talking about Archangel Ariel and Mother Earth. And with all this stuff happening globally, the pandemic, all of the riots, all of the political things, all of this stuff's happening, there's also an inward movement of having to do our own work. On ourselves, on our history, on our consciousness. I know I personally have been called to do a lot of deep inner work on healing, centering, just so that I can stay strong throughout this, but also because it feels like there are cycles of collective purging. Really every month since March, since this all started, I could feel these ups and downs, a fear of the future, a fear of everything falling apart, and then a moving into the bliss of we're evolving Earth, everything's going to be great, we're safe, we're happy, we're going to move into more peace. And so I just wanted to get on and talk about these things and also talk about some Archangel Ariel connections that have been coming through and communicating with Mother Earth. Both Archangel Ariel and Mother Earth are powerful allies throughout all of this. And I remind everybody to use your spiritual tools, connect with the divine, connect with yourself, and take incredible care of yourself to keep balance throughout all of these global shifts and all of these things happening, right? So let's take a moment to connect with Archangel Ariel and her beautiful messages for today. And Archangel Ariel really is the angel that is about our physical existence, our emotional atmosphere, our community, our home, our ability to feel balanced in the physical world, to feel safe in the physical world. And today Archangel Ariel wanted to talk about even the emotional atmosphere of early childhood and how that's affected us, and then also the atmosphere globally, the programming, the downloads, the limitation, all of these things limit us from our true state of peace and sovereignty, heaven on earth. So let's take a second to connect with Archangel Ariel and her loving presence. I see her as a kind of pink angel goddess, but a little more warrior-like. She has that power. She's associated with the lion. She's also associated with the Horn of Plenty, representing the infinite abundance of the universe and representing our relationship with the physical world, Mother Earth, and the fairies. So they're tying in today and wanted to come together for this podcast so that we can integrate heaven on earth. A lot of us, especially as spiritual seekers, have felt that we could find inner peace on other planes, but not in the physical world. A lot of us were kind of beaten down or discouraged from the physical world. And Archangel Ariel really comes through with that it's time to work on our physical worlds. She's showing the hammer, our tools. It's time to breathe love into our physical world. That might be better relationships, better ways of living, working, better health, and just more hope and positive energy with regards to I'm a human. I chose to come here on earth. I am ready to thrive. So her major lesson today is opening your heart to heaven on earth. Release any programming where you might have given up that you could live a good life on earth, you know, where you know that you had to just check out to live a good life, right? And we're just going to start to bring love to earth more than ever. We want to bring our loving spirit fully to earth, because when we show up fully here with hope and perseverance, we change the world. So also a lot of tree energies coming through, a lot of the energy of trunks and rooting, that it's time for us to root into earth deeper and really bring our spiritual energies to earth. Archangel Ariel shows a scroll, which is kind of like a book or like some information for us about our potential on earth, that our dreams are possible, that our safety, security is possible, that the love we seek is possible, that the success, happiness, and fulfillment that we always wished for is possible. Even if it's as simple as wishing for a healthy emotional environment. Maybe you were born into a volatile emotional environment, and as an adult, you want to just be around peace. You want to be treated right. You want harmony within your family. We can also look at emotional happiness, that we don't have to always be so fearful, so anxious. We could also look at money and support, not being overworked, underpaid, not feeling like you've never have enough, right? So we're bringing love to all of these things with Archangel Ariel, and I'm really excited to do that because I think a lot of us go unconscious with a lot of these things. We think that they're hopeless. We think we can never get along with certain types of people. We think that we'll never have enough, or we'll never feel safe. We'll never be without anxiety. We'll never have our financial security, whatever it is that you want. Just kind of bring that up in your heart and soul and look at where you've kind of given up, that you thought that it wasn't possible to have what you wanted on the physical. Archangel Ariel's here. She's helping to work with you to build the life of your dreams. I'm hearing the word architect. Be the architect of the life of your dreams. Bring your beautiful spiritual essence into the physical. That is what you are destined to do. That was your mission in the beginning. You're a beautiful, bright spirit in heaven, and you looked down on earth and you said, I want to go to earth and I want to shine and I want to bloom beautiful things. And then we kind of get veiled and we forget and we feel powerless and we get disconnected. So we want to unravel all that programming, release it. And I kept hearing this yesterday, and it's a great spiritual lesson. We can only enter heaven as an innocent child. Now, that means that we must release all our bitterness, all our negative programming, everything from before, our lineage, what's been taught to us, release it so that we can open our heart and mind to the present, to the now, to the state of infinite bliss and receiving, to receive heaven on earth. Now, how does that tie into Mother Earth? Well, I wanted to tie Mother Earth into this because Mother Earth wants us to thrive as light workers, wants us to create our beautiful communities, our beautiful gardens, our soul-centered work. And so Mother Earth is a powerful ally for strength. A lot of us rely on God and the angels deeply, and that's great. And we find a lot of peace with that. But when we listen to Mother Earth, she's kind of like a lot of fairy energy and wisdom, and she's very goddess-like and angelic, but she's really focused on the physical. How can you serve the planet? How can you find the most perfect place to live? How can you be balanced and centered in your body and commune energetically with the earth? So I wanted to do a little attunement to Mother Earth. I was reading something this morning about putting your heart on Mother Earth and just listening, and it's deep listening. It reminded me of my own kind of intention to deeply listen to my body. I do believe we have the answers, but we've got how to listen to our bodies. And I think the same thing with the earth. We have to start listening. She has so much wisdom for us, so much healing energy. So take time to put your ear, put your heart on the earth, put your hands on the earth and listen. What messages does she have for you, for humanity? She is a pillar of strength at this time, a pillar of evolution, and she loves us all. So let's open our hands and heart to Mother Earth and Archangel Ariel, and together they're weaving together heaven and earth, right? Angels come from heaven. They have this higher, beautiful consciousness. Mother Earth is very physical. Together they are helping us weave our destiny as a human that is angelic, but also human, right? And we're bringing these beautiful energies to earth to reclaim the earth. So as we sit with this beautiful message from Archangel Ariel and Mother Earth, I want you to just pay attention to any emotional clearing that you're feeling. Mother Earth is very grounding. And also Archangel Ariel helps us with a lot of practical earth things, like things that we're worried about chronically. Are you chronically worried about the future? Are you chronically worried about money? Are you a hypochondriac? Are you afraid of disease and destruction? Or, you know, what are you worried about all the time? Archangel Ariel helps us to live in more harmony as a physical being, to not feel so vulnerable, so fearful, so powerless, right? We don't want to feel so powerless and scared as a physical being. So we're just bringing in her beautiful pink healing rays. She's working with the lower chakras, the second lower part of the body, which is interesting because I always kind of feel disconnected from my lower body. And I think it's like, when I read it, it's like this heart energy that at a young age, I felt scared of earth. Earth was harsh and environments were harsh, including my home. And so I kind of went into another world slightly. Like, I'm not fully in the physical, but at this time in my life, I'm ready to be fully integrated in the physical, and I'm excited about that. And Archangel Ariel's been helping me a lot. And I feel like many of us are going through similar things where we want to root more into the physical. So let's connect with Archangel Ariel, bringing in all that beautiful pink healing angel energy, releasing fears in our heart, in our root chakra, just taking deep breaths and emotionally repatterning and reintegrating. I believe I can have a beautiful earth life. I am committed to thriving in my physical world. I am solution oriented, bringing in beautiful blessings and solutions for my home, for my health, for my career, for my finances, or whatever else I need. Ways to manage everything and also get along with people, right? All of these aspects of the physical world that we might have resistance to. We're going to embrace them with love and work with Archangel Ariel. So just take inventory of any area of your life that may be causing that stress. And we're just going to start to take a deep breath and breathe into it and face it. And we're going to start to call in solutions. What's God's will? What's Archangel Ariel's higher perspective? She reminds you that there are endless possibilities and endless potential to bloom heaven on earth. Thank you, Archangel Ariel. So just receive her beautiful support and mentoring. She's really working with humanity a lot right now to better the living conditions, better the life of all of us, globally. More peace, more equality, more of everything that we know we need that we thought we couldn't have, right? So we're asking her to bless everybody and bless all of this graceful evolution, and we're going to face and release all fears. Now we want to go back a little to Mother Earth, and let's just together imagine that we are touching Mother Earth. Envision her in your mind's eye, but also feel her in your heart and being. Feel her living presence and just commune with her and start to listen to what she might have to say to you. Maybe she has some messages about the future of Earth. And she's saying right now that we have consciously cut off communication with her. Humanity has, and as we start to mend that, even on a personal level, we're helping everybody to live in more harmony with the earth. And that will mean a cleaner, healthier environment and stress relief and more holistic living and all of the things she envisions for us and how to live in harmony with her. We have all the wisdom. Many ancient cultures, ancient tribes, Native Americans, they would receive the wisdom from Mother Earth, from their higher self. And they weren't like taught all these things. Like in our culture, we're taught all these things from books and we believe them as true, but our balance in life is way off, right? We're not connected enough to the earth, to heaven. We're all like confused. We're missing parts of ourselves that are needed. So we're just going to take a moment to deeply connect with the message of Mother Earth right now. And the message of Archangel Ariel, and just feel those frequencies weaving. And I do recommend that you continue to work with them both in meditation, practice listening, practice receiving and giving energy to Mother Earth, practice receiving angel messages from Archangel Ariel right now, because she is really coming through. We're going through lots of soul evolution with thriving in the physical world, bringing love to the physical world. So we're just bringing her energies to the earth, and she's also helping with ascension, that we can ascend with grace, right? So this is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. Thank you for listening. I do offer private angel readings and healings. I also have online classes if you visit my website, and I run a Facebook group. I have an up-and-coming group coaching 4-week class in July called Emerging Healers. In this class, we're going to help healers to transcend their blocks to moving to new levels of expressing their healing work on earth. So we're really excited. We have a great group forming. You can check that out on my website.